does it always follow for you that a satisfying or exciting artistic experience translates into well-received work? Have there ever been times when you've really despised an experience and then the work turned out to be a critical success?
The most notable, it was, this will surprise you. Well, I'll tell you two examples. One was Harry and the Hendersons, which is, for so many millions of people, that was their first favorite movie when they were kids. That was an incredibly difficult and unpleasant movie to make, mainly because the special effects in those days were crude and very, very difficult to achieve, and it was just incredibly tedious. And yet the movie is so delightful and blithe and jolly. The other one, which is even more surprising, is Terms of Endearment. It was an odd circumstance. I replaced another actor and was brought in to play my entire role over the course of 5 days. And I thought, my God, this is a completely dysfunctional family of filmmakers. You know, this movie is never going to work. And then a year later, it won about 5 Oscars and remains one of the, certainly on everybody's list of the 20 greatest American movies ever made. You really never know.
We showed the film Love is Strange here as part of our Cinematheque series. And you talked about your experience with Alfred Molina in that film as one of the greatest acting experiences you've ever had. What made that such a great experience?
Oh, gosh, so many things. He's a fabulous guy. I mean, he's an extremely good friend of mine, and yet we had never acted together before. Here we were playing these two men who had a 40-year-long relationship, a love relationship, but any love relationship that lasts 40 years is by definition a very complicated relationship, and it's not even a sentimental love. It's a kind of partnership. It's a kind of other self. And I just can't imagine achieving that with another actor as completely as I achieved it with Alfred.
Some years ago, you played George in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And then, of course, The Trinity Killer. And now I'm not comparing these two roles, but I do have to ask about that deep, dark tunnel that you have to explore to enter a role like that. What makes you want to do that? What is it about those characters that make you want to inhabit them for weeks, months at a time?
Boy, you ask really good questions, Rachel. Well, it goes to the heart of the matter. It's to reach people. It's to give them a thrilling experience. And dark, dark characters are fascinating characters. The things I always look for in any part is its duality or its conflict. You get the Trinity Killer. The Trinity Killer in Dexter, here is a man in the grips of a diabolical compulsion, and yet he hides it by pretending to be a completely normal person. Well, that's a fascinating duality, and that goes to the heart of something all of us live with, is what do we show to everybody else, and what do we think inside our own head? You know, what are the things that drive us, and what are the sources of our pride and our shame?
John Lithgow, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Rachel, and thanks for your good questions.